operate detainee detention facilities on Navy warships. He says the department's detainee detention facilities are in Iraq, Afghanistan, and at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The general who runs the jail at Guantanamo is strongly defending holding terror detainees there indefinitely. General Jay Hood, testifying before the House Armed Services Committee in Washington today, he says the military's learned a lot about the structure of Al-Qaeda and its relationship with other terror groups. Hood also says interrogators have gotten valuable information on how the organization pulls in recruits and bankrolls its operation. But several committee members questioned him whether information gained from detainees years after they were arrested would still be useful and up to date. Senators from both sides of the aisle took issue with some of what George Bush had to say last night. During his primetime address, Bush said he does not believe it's necessary to send more troops to Iraq. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain says deploying too few troops was one of the very big mistakes early on in the war. The Republican says there were too few troops in Iraq, quote, after the initial victory, and that is still the case. Senator John Kerry said we don't have enough troops there. Senator Joe Biden said he was going to give Bush the phone numbers of the generals and officers he met on Memorial Day in Iraq. He says they told him they need more troops. A new opinion survey finds Americans still have a positive attitude about Medicaid, despite the big impact that program is having on state budgets and lawmakers' frequent calls for reform. The Kaiser Family Foundation poll finds nearly three-quarters of adults say the nation's health insurance program for the poor is, quote, very important. The poll found Medicaid ranks close in importance to Social Security and Medicare, equal to public schools aid, and ahead of defense and foreign aid. The survey says a majority report some interaction with Medicaid, either they're on the program themselves or know a friend or family member on the program, which could help explain the positive results. This is Air America Radio.
Mom, a bug bit me. Can we sing the itchy song?
Okay, I'll get the new Lanacane first aid spray.
Now we spray on Lanacane. Spray with itch and germs and pain.
New fast-acting Lanacane first aid spray with maximum strength itch medicine and antibacterial. Cools instantly, dries fast.
Thanks, Mom.
And for soothing, creamy relief, stop the itch, save your skin with maximum strength Lanacane cream. Use as directed.
You know you need life insurance. Now you can get it in just 10 minutes with no medical exam, no long forms. Just call the American Life Insurance Company of New York. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-496-4500. That's 1-866-496-4500. Contains limitations not available in all states. Based in New York City, American Life issues term life under form number ALNYSELO3 or state variation.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
This is Rachel Maddow. Unlike Bush's speech on Tuesday, the Rachel Maddow Show is new every day, filled with fresh facts, fresh analysis, and even honest politics. But like Bush's speech, the Rachel Maddow Show does have fake applause. Tune in to Thursday's Rachel Maddow Show for the headlines, the politics behind the headlines, and some things that really should never be in the headlines. The Rachel Maddow Show, Air America Radio's front page.
On Air America Radio.
Well, good evening, truth seekers. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Spend part of your evening going insane along with the crew here at the Malloy Program. Tonight we'll have some of Simple Scotty's press briefing today. It was almost as deliberately confusing as Bush's speech last night. We'll share the highlights with you a bit later in the show if you have the stomach for it. If you don't, I understand. Today, by the way, is the 59th day since the Times of London reported the existence of those minutes taken at the secret meetings attended by the highest members of the Tony Blair government in the UK. Now, as you well know, the minutes from that meeting showed how the Bush administration developed plans for war against Iraq based on absolute lies, deceptions, and fake intelligence reports, regardless of what the moron said last night. Since that war began, nearly 1,750 U.S. soldiers have been killed in combat. Thousands of additional soldiers have been maimed, permanently disfigured for life, with their arms blown off, their legs blown off. Some have had their hands, their fingers blown off, their eyes blown out, brain injuries. Hundreds have been driven to the edge of insanity. Suicide rates for this group of soldiers is higher than any time in the nation's history. In addition, tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians, as many as 100,000, including uncounted numbers of children, little kids, cute little kids, you know, curly-haired kids, big brown eyes, babies. Babies resting on their mom's hips. These children have been blown to pieces, butchered, like so many piglets, butchered by the United States. So, why aren't the American media reporting this atrocity, all of these atrocities, on the front page of every newspaper, every day, and as the lead story in every radio and television newscast? Why are the media not demanding the resignation and impeachment and conviction and jailing of George Bush and Dick Cheney? They are both war criminals who have committed acts of treason against the United States, as well as violating international law up to and including murder. These two men are war criminals. They are war criminals. I'm going to give you a couple of websites I want you to check out in a minute, okay? This is sent to me by one of our listeners. Three of them are people running for Congress in 2006. Two for the House, one for the Senate. All three are Iraq veterans. They're all Democrats, and I want you to just check it out. I've posted it at my website. Where do we post that? Action Alerts. So if you don't want to wait, go to MikeMalloy.com and look on the Action Alerts. But I'm going to give you these websites. There's also a listener in Dinwiddie, Georgia, named Larry, who has a weird website. He sent me a link to it. I checked it out. Whoa. It is barrelsofblood.com. Barrelsofblood.com. It calculates the actual amount of blood that the Bush administration has on their hands. And since the Bush crime family understands barrels, as in barrels of oil, this young man, Larry, has put up a website that shows the barrels of blood. Based on the volume of blood inside human bodies. Barrelsofblood.com. You might want to check it out. And I'll give you these three websites in a moment. These are three Iraq veterans who will be running for Congress. Two for the House and one for the Senate. Okay? Just when you think it can't get any worse, how many times do we say that? How many times do we say that? It is now apparent, or the allegations have been made, but once allegations are made against the Bush crime family, as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. That's all I need. The UN has learned a very, very serious, those are their words, very, very serious allegations that we are now, the U.S. is now secretly detaining suspects, not just in locations around the globe on land, but aboard prison ships. We're now putting people on board naval vessels. The UN special rapporteur or reporter, Manfred Nowak, said the situation was sufficiently serious to merit an official inquiry. He said, there are very, very serious accusations that the U.S. is maintaining secretly secret camps, notably on ships. These ships are believed to be in the Indian Ocean region. Well, yeah, this is Diego Garcia. How many times have you heard me mention Diego Garcia on this program? How many times have you seen it in media? You've heard me say it 100 times. You've seen it in media, never. Diego Garcia, owned by the Brits, leased to the United States. We have been actively using that island, a series of islands, in the Indian Ocean for a number of years. We used it, I even think the Clinton administration used it to, I guess not. I was going to say to stage bombing runs. Well, yes, to stage bombing runs against Iraq during the 10 years of sanctions, during the Clinton 8 years. We used it in the first Iraq war, and we're using it now. But Diego Garcia also, and I have nothing to back this up, I do, but I can't reveal my sources. How's that? Do I get to go to jail now? Diego Garcia is being used as another part in the American gulag, where so-called terror suspects are being tortured. The special investigator for the UN said, these are only rumors, but they appear sufficiently well-based to merit an official inquiry. Last Thursday, this UN guy and three other UN human rights experts said they were opening an inquiry into the U.S. detention camp at Guantanamo, where we've been holding more than, 500 people? The U.S., of course, has not granted requests by NOAC's group to visit Guantanamo. Now, the use of prison ships, torture ships, would allow investigators to interrogate people secretly and in international waters out of the reach of U.S. law. That's according to a British security expert. He said, this opens the door to very tough interrogations. You hear that? On key prisoners before it even has been revealed that they have been captured. This British security expert said the Americans may also be using their island base at Diego Garcia as a site for prisoners. Well, duh. Now, I don't know if we've ever done this before. If we have, when was it? During the American Civil War? Was it during the Revolutionary? I don't know. But prison ships, taking people from their home countries or wherever they're scooped up by the Bush crime family, put aboard a ship and tortured. And then today in the New York Times, on the op-ed page, a piece by Arlie Hochschild, titled Arrested Development. Did you read it? We'll talk about it in a second. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. Now, I wonder how long before Jeff Sessions or Duncan Hunter compares these torture ships to, you know, celebrity cruises, complete with roomy oceanside cells, Las Vegas-style entertainment between daily beatings, and halal meals with two types of fruit for all. Amen! Oh, no, no, no. Praise Allah! Praise Allah!
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Bob,
you can take
this job. Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business?
You're
going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well,
you even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, a master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
You got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited-time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Planet Check. The Green Radio Minute.
In contrast to Washington's do-nothing approach, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson has announced a new plan for reducing global warming pollution in his state.
This is big news because New Mexico is the first oil, gas, and coal state to tackle global warming.
That's Theo Spencer from the NRDC. Spencer says this benefits not only public health, but the economy too, by investing in clean, renewable sources of energy.
Right now, the Japanese are the leading manufacturer of solar panels, and Europe is ahead in wind energy technology. And we got to make sure that the U.S. doesn't lose jobs to overseas. And I think moves like this are going to help boost the local economy.
New Mexico's goals are to cut emissions to 2000 levels by 2012 and then 10% below 2000 levels by 2020. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Pyramind. Believe in your music. Pyramind.com.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't like
George W. Bush would be coming up as a
president. That's
the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Whoa, whoa, 21 past the hour. From Arlie Hochschild's column today on the op-ed page of New York Times, he begins by talking about the State Department's office set up to monitor and combat trafficking in persons. And that report last month indicated that half the victims of human trafficking may be children under 18. And it was noted by the director of that State Department office that it's one of the great human rights issues of the 21st century, which we could all agree with. Mr. Hochschild writes, yes, children should be at the heart of our concern for human rights, but that concern should start with the children detained in American prisons in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Guantanamo Bay. Under international law, the line between childhood and maturity is 18. In communications with Amnesty and Human Rights Watch, the Pentagon has lowered the cutoff to age 16. For this reason, among others, we don't know exactly how many Iraqi children are in American custody, but before the transfer of sovereignty from the Coalition Provisional Authority to an Iraqi interim government a year ago, the International Committee of the Red Cross reported registering 107 detainees under 18 during visits to six prisons controlled by coalition troops. Some detainees were as young as 8 years old. Since that time, Human Rights Watch reports that the number has risen. The figures from Afghanistan are still more alarming. The journalist Seymour Hersh wrote last month in the British newspaper The Guardian that a memo addressed to Defense Secretary Rumsfeld shortly after the 2001 invasion reported 800 to 900 Pakistani boys, 13 to 15 years of age, in custody. Juvenile detainees in American facilities like Abu Ghraib and Bagram Air Base have been subject to the same mistreatment as adults. The International Red Cross, Amnesty International, and the Pentagon itself have gathered substantial testimony of torture of children. Torture of children. Torture of children! Bolstered by accounts from soldiers who witnessed or participated in the abuse. According to Amnesty International, 13-year-old Mohammed Ismail Agha was arrested in Afghanistan in late 2002, detained without charge or trial for over a year, first at Bagram and then at Guantanamo. He was held in solitary, subjected to sleep deprivation. Whenever I started to fall asleep, he said, they would kick my door and yell at me to wake up. They made me stand with my knees bent for hours. A Canadian, Omar Khadr, was 15 when he was captured in Afghanistan and interned in Guantanamo. For 2.5 years, he was allowed no contact with a lawyer or with his family. A Pentagon investigation last year by Major General George Fay reported that in January 2004, a leashed but unmuzzled military guard dog was allowed into a cell holding two children. The intention was for the dog to, quote, go nuts on the kids, barking and scaring them, unquote. The children were screaming, and the smaller one tried to hide behind the larger, the report said, as a soldier allowed the dog to get within about a foot of them. A girl named Judah Hafez Ahmad told Amnesty International that when she was held at Abu Ghraib, she, quote, saw one of the guards allow his dog to bite a 14-year-old boy on the leg. Brigadier General Janice Karpinski, formerly in charge of Abu Ghraib, told Major General Fay about visiting a weeping 11-year-old detainee in the prison's notorious cell block 1B, which housed prisoners designated high risk. 11 years old! General Karpinski recalled the boy said, he told me he was almost 12. He really wanted to see his mother. Could he please call his mother? Eleven years old.
Children like this 11-year-old held at Abu Ghraib have been denied the right to see their parents, a lawyer, or anyone else. They were not told why they were detained, let alone for how long. A Pentagon spokesman told Seymour Hersh that juveniles received some special care, but added, quote, age is not a determining factor in detention. The Pentagon spokesman said the United States has found that age does not necessarily diminish threat potential. These filthy bastards! 11-year-olds! 8-year-olds! Do you like living here, truth seeker? Do you like this government? Do you like the United States of America? Do you know what we're going to be facing for the next century? Can you believe this? Clarissa Bencomo of Human Rights Watch told Arlie Hochschild, who wrote this article, many innocent children are swept up with their parents in chaotic nighttime dragnets based on tips from unreliable informants. They're taken away. They're sent to Guantanamo, where the government says, oh, well, they're prisoners. Oh, Jesus, God. This has never stopped. 8-year-olds, can I talk with my mom, please? Are they going to torture me again? Can I talk with my mom?
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm a woman. I like things like movies with dialogue and sweater sets. I like hot cocoa on a rainy day. I like the word cocoa. But most of all, I like my big fat hog. Which is why I have Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Geico covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. Geico. That's nice.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Whatever you're doing this summer...
Oh, Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last.
At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be an absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Stop that! What's that? Don't do that again! How many times do I have to tell you?
Sound familiar? Do your kids drive you crazy? Do they push your buttons and make you mad? Do you raise your voice or even at times threaten and later wish you hadn't? Well, listen carefully, because now there is hope and help. It's in the form of new video presentations by a Johns Hopkins-trained board-certified child psychiatrist who's helped over 10,000 children and their families. The simple-to-follow 10-step program takes only 20 minutes to view and will teach you how to help your child behave better, much better, right away. Guaranteed or your money back. Check out the website www.tobehave.com. That's www.2behave.com. Don't wait. Act now and make your family's lives easier and better. That's www.2behave.com.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Go ahead. Have a seat.
Awesome.
So, why don't you start by telling me about yourself and what you'd like to do here at GM?
Okay. Definitely something low maintenance. I don't really do the whole waking up before noon thing. Going the extra mile isn't really my bag either. Come to think of it, I'm usually pretty hit or miss even on first mile.
I'm sorry. Do you even want to work here?
Not really, dude. But I'd love to have at that GM employee discount.
Well, okay. Why don't we just give you the discount then, and we'll call it a day.
Sweet. Now, for the first time in history, anyone can get the GM employee discount. It's a great price. You pay what we pay, not a cent more. On 2005 cars and trucks from Chevy, Pontiac, Buick, Cadillac, GMC, Saturn, Hummer, and Saab, excluding Corvette, at participating dealers only. The GM employee discount for everyone. Event ends July 5th. Take delivery by 7505. See dealer for details.
Spare yourself the hassle of selling your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America and get a great tax deduction. You don't want strangers coming to your home to look at your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America. Your donated car means badly needed funds for homeless mothers with children, affordable senior housing, and much more. You can also donate your boat or RV. There's a great tax advantage for those who itemize. Recognized by Smart Money Magazine as one of America's most efficient charities, Volunteers of America has served those in need for over 100 years. They don't use a third-party fundraiser, so proceeds go where they're most needed. Donate your car to Volunteers of America, and you help rebuild lives. Donate your car, boat, or RV today. They'll give you the tax documents you need for a great deduction. Call for more information. 800-357-1473. 800-357-1473. That's 800-357-1473.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Everybody can make a contribution in the war against the evildoers. And by helping a child in Afghanistan is a very important contribution.
You Nazi killer. You Hitler Nazi killer, you. Oh, Jesus God. Oh, my God. Oh, you filthy scum. All the people in this Bush crime family. The torture of children. I can't take anymore. I really can't. I told Kathy today, next week, well, we're going to be here next week. We got a short week next week. Then we're going off on vacation for 10 days. And I've got to think long and hard about whether or not I can continue to do this. It's driving me insane every single day. Now, to hide this, the sons of bitches staged another terror alert on D.C. today, right? Did you see that? What happened today? Did another little a tinny-ass little airplane fly over the hallowed airspace above George Bush? What happened today?
I don't care. Don't tell me. Clarissa Bencomo of Human Rights Watch said to Arlie Hochschild, and he put it in his column, "We know of children under 15 held for over a year at Guantanamo, whom the government later said were not security risks. Even if a child is found guilty, he or she should be treated humanely rather than tortured or rendered, as the CIA puts it, to third parties that do torture." Do you understand what's going on here? Can your mind accept this without exploding? I don't know that mine can. I'm serious. I do not know how much more of this I can handle. Warships now. We take people into, you know, during Augusto Pinochet's reign in Chile, after we assassinated the elected president of that country back in the 70s. Yeah, we killed him. We murdered him thanks to, what's his name, Kissinger. Do you know what they did? They would take the disappeared, the detainees, the Pinochet, who, like Bush, didn't want around, they would take them into airplanes, cargo planes, take them out over the Pacific, question them, put them through psychological torture with the cargo bay door open, and then throw them out! Bush is in good company. Torture ships. Torturing children. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Associated Press is reporting today about a Muslim extremist. That's how the Associated Press identifies this person. Spent 3 years in prison at Guantanamo. He was acquitted today on all terrorism-related charges by a court in Kuwait. He's a Kuwait dude. Nasser al-Mutari was released to face trial at home. He was acquitted of joining foreign military forces without permission, harming Kuwait by serving the interests of a foreign country, and undergoing illegal weapons training. He was acquitted. He's 27. He had been free on bail after being held at Guantanamo for 3 years. He said, "I'm innocent. I expect to be acquitted," prior to the verdict. His lawyer said, quote, "He was acquitted because nothing could be proven against him," end quote. When his trial began in April, al-Mutari said he went to Afghanistan for charity work in 2000 before the U.S.-led war began in that country. Now, the other day, senators, this also was in the New York Times. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is in the Times yesterday. It said that senators from Democrats and Republicans on Monday were in Guantanamo. And they were falling all over themselves to extol the humane treatment of detainees who they saw on a weekend trip to the military detention center at Guantanamo. All of the senators who were there, Democrats and Republicans, said they opposed closing the center. Now sit down, you listeners in Oregon. Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon, said, quote, "I feel very good about the detainees' treatment." Sit down if you're listening, Nebraska. Ben Nelson, Democrat of Nebraska, said, "I feel very good, too." Jim Bunning, who's insane, Republican in Kentucky, said he learned while visiting Guantanamo that some detainees, quote, "even have air conditioning and semi-private showers," end quote. Another Republican, Senator Michael Crapo of Idaho, said soldiers and sailors at the camp, quote, "get more abuse from the detainees than they give to the detainees," end quote. Ron Wyden, the Democrat, Ben Nelson, the Democrat, were in Cuba primarily to discuss new agricultural trade with Castro government, visited Guantanamo on Sunday. They ran into Mr. Bunning, Mr. Crapo, and one of our own senators here from the butthole of the South, Georgia, Johnny Isaacson. The Republicans went to Guantanamo. The Democrats went to Guantanamo, quote, "to see for ourselves what all the so-called fuss is about down here," end quote. That's the way Jim Bunning put it. An official for Amnesty International
dismissed the visits as, quote, this little congressional show and tell. Now, Rick read that story and put it in his own words and sent me an email. And he brought up something here that some of you from reading history will know about, some of you won't. But Rick said that the Republicans and Democrats who were down there pretending to be tourists went to the prison to get nothing but the facts, ma'am. And Rick writes, the herd of lawmakers are going to see for themselves just what really goes on in this so-called gulag. I mean, after all, it was sort of a surprise visit and would take more time than a week to cut the prisoners down there that were hanging from the ceilings or unchain the ones on the floor, peeing all over themselves. Hell, it would take more than a week just to clean up the place and get rid of the smell alone. The new arrivals were met by smiling soldiers extending their hands to be shaken and with the courtesy that shouted, don't worry, civilian, you're still in charge of the military. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Then came the free tourists, a group of the upstanding senators sashayed through several of the barbed wire camps where detainees are housed, viewing the cute little cells and the recreation yards and the gathering areas. Next, the privileged-feeling congressional ones were treated to a real-time interrogation. Hiding behind a two-way mirror, the lawmakers watched in shock and awe as the grilling of three individual terror suspects took place right before their own eyes. The interrogators were polite and asked questions like, could you please tell me your name, and did you enjoy the lemon chicken yesterday? It did not go unnoticed by our members of the Senate that none of the interrogators ever touched the detainees. When EXA interviewed later, one of the members of the House who was along, Representative Ellen Tosher, a Democrat of California, said, you know, the Guantanamo we saw today is not the Guantanamo we've heard about. And Rick goes on, and he says, so there you have it, reader. All is well, nothing to see here. Let's close the book on this one. Of course, Rick writes, this reminds me of a story I was told long ago on my grandpa's knee. Once upon a time in June 1944, three foreign observers, two from the Red Cross, went to Terezin to find out if the rumors of Nazi atrocities were true. Now, aside, for those of you who don't know, Terezin was a death camp in Czechoslovakia. Tens of thousands of Jews and other people were murdered there by the Nazis. Terezin. Terezin. So three foreign observers went to Terezin to find out if the rumors of Nazi atrocities were true. They left with the impression that all was well. Duped by a well-planned beautification of the camp, the Germans carefully choreographed every detail of the visit. The observers saw children studying at staged schools that didn't exist and store shelves, which had been specially set up, stocked with goods so that the observers wouldn't think the camp was overcrowded. The Nazis transported some 7,500 of the camp's sick and elderly prisoners to Auschwitz. Children even ran up to an SS commandant just as the observers passed by. The commandant handed the children cans of sardines to shouts of, what? Sardines again? The trick worked so well that the Nazis made a film of the camp called A Town Presented to the Jews from the Führer. While the town was still, quote, self-governing, end quote, staged, faked. Russian forces then liberated Terezin on May 10th, 1945, 8 days after Berlin had fallen to the Allies. Today, the camp stands as a memorial to the dead and a monument to human depravity. All Dick Durbin-like apologies aside, what world are we living in when we force 11-year-olds into stress positions and lock them into packing crates? And for what? For some oil?
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
If you're beating yourself up because you procrastinate, listen to what Tim wrote to me after using the Do It Now hypnosis CDs. Wendy, I just wanted to thank you for your CDs. My life has totally changed. I love you so much. You've given me a new look on life, and I look forward to a new day every day. I was a failure for 25 years. I'm now happy and very contented. Someday I'll personally thank you, Tim. Hey, thank you, Tim. I am very excited about the Do It Now program. So many people have told me how it's changed their life and helped them feel powerful and in control, no longer helpless and stuck. If you need to get things done, clean your house, or organize your office, or finish that book you're writing, or just file your taxes. This is a positive way to get unstuck. I promise it's easy. And I have a 1-year money-back guarantee on everything I sell. Call me at 877-68-HAPPY or on the web at IamSoLazy.com. 877-68-HAPPY. IamSoLazy.com.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
It is not only important for the homeland security of America that we succeed, it is equally as important for generations of Americans who have yet to be born.
So at night I sit and I watch the stars to stay. Are they waking their lives?
It's about 9 before the hour. All right, I told you at the beginning of the program, I have three websites I want you to check out. Actually, four. You may have been to barrelsofblood.com already. But write these down if you would. These are three Iraq veterans who are running for Congress. Two will be running for the U.S. House. One will be running for the United States Senate. And all I'm asking you to do is just check them out. Okay, I'm not endorsing them at this point. I just check them out. Okay. The first one is HackettForCongress.com. That's HackettT. HackettForCongress.com. Okay, you got it. That's very easy. HackettForCongress.com, and four is spelled out. F-O-R. HackettForCongress.com. The second one is Murphy06.com. Murphy. Just like in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Murphy06.com. Check it out, okay? Murphy06.com. Here's the third one. LeonardClark.com. It's the guy's name, Leonard. L-E-O-N-A-R-D. LeonardClark.com. Now, when you go to LeonardClark.com, you'll get his blog. Read it. Read it. All right, the first one, Paul Hackett, is running for the open seat of the Ohio 2nd District. Patrick Murphy, the second guy, is running in the Pennsylvania 8th District against a Republican, I believe. And Leonard Clark intends to run for the Senate against Senator Kyle, Arizona. Any of you who know Kyle know that he is a warmongering bastard that needs to be thrown out of office. But check these out. Okay, just check them out. HackettForCongress.com, Murphy06.com, and LeonardClark.com. Just check them out. And you don't need to, you don't have to email me and tell me what you thought. This, you know, I'm going to do the same. I'm going to check them out. I've been there. I've been to the sites this evening. Didn't have time to really take that close of a look, but went there. Going to go back and, make my own decision. You make your own. You know, don't forget, you never come to this program to be told what to do or how to think. You come here to shriek. But just check them out. One more time, HackettForCongress.com. Murphy06.com, LeonardClark.com. All right, and that's for the logical part of your brain. If you want to appeal to the animal part of your brain, go to barrelsofblood.com. Coming up right after the break, that's almost upon us. Coming up next hour, we're going to have This Scott McClellan, watch your language, like, oh, God, I get so close, you know, from the briefing today. And I know some of you can't stand it. I can't stand it. Kathy listens to the entire press conference and selects some of the more egregious comments and remarks from this dumb bastard. I couldn't do that. But the five or six sound bites that she has selected here, she selected for specific reasons, and they tie back into what the moron said last night in his speech at Fort Bragg. So we're presenting them in that light. If you think Bush was confusing and speaking with a mud mouth last night, wait till you hear Scott McClellan in these handful of sound bites that Kathy has selected for your evening enjoyment. I think we can get a couple calls in here real quick. Kitty is calling from California. Kitty, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know, I'm not sure if you've seen it or not, but on there's a website called Take Back the Media.
Oh, I'm very familiar with Take Back the Media. The two guys that run it are personal friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, they have little movies on there that you can download and watch. And they have one called Let Them Eat War.
Yes, I just saw that. As a matter of fact, we were talking about it last week.
Okay, and about the image of the detainee holding the child.
Yes, it's unbelievable stuff. Take back the media. I'll tell you another site to go to. Go to bushflash.com.
Okay.
Bushflash.com. Eric Blumrich, who runs that site, also has an astonishing number of videos there. The guys at TakeBackTheMedia.com and Eric Blumrich at Bushwatch.com, these guys are geniuses. They are geniuses in the videos that they have put together. I don't know why they're not making full-length film, which I'm sure at some point they will in their careers. So, yeah, it's a good site. TakeBackTheMedia.com, Kitty, that's an excellent site. And Bushflash.com. Check that one out, too, okay?
Great, thanks.
Thanks,
and
Kitty.
I want to print that picture out of that detainee holding the child.
I know.
And give it to every one of these people who are supporting this war.
I understand. I understand. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. I'm a mom, and it just broke my heart to see that.
I know.
So... they need to know what they're supporting.
I hear you, Kitty, loud and clear. Take care, okay?
Okay, thanks. You too.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Green Light on the Environment, brought to you by Cliff Bar. I'm Rachel Maddow. New York State is about to get its first biodiesel plant. Biodiesel is a blend of diesel and processed vegetable oils that creates a cleaner, renewable fuel. The next-gen fuel company will take over a former brewery using giant beer vats to make fuel from soybean oil and deep fryer grease. Some truckers report that not only does it burn cleaner and get better mileage, but there's actually a faint smell of French fries around the tailpipe. No kidding.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Cliff Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Cliff Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Cliff Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Gentlemen, start your engines. InstantTaps.com is pleased to present an advanced product for men living with performance frustration. A revolutionary new process is now available to modernize the speed and ease of taking Viagra. Formulated by a pharmacist using crushed Viagra tablets. It's so fast and easy. Place a pleasant-tasting tablet under your tongue and within 15 to 20 minutes, you will have results. With InstantTaps, you can enjoy a more spontaneous love life. Best of all, no doctor's visit is required. Simply call 1-800-640-7032. Or go online to instanttaps.com and get your prescription filled by a licensed physician. Private, confidential, and sent right to your door. Instanttaps.com for a more spontaneous and enjoyable love life. Get yours right now and start enjoying the pleasures of life. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. You won't regret it, and your partner will thank you. Ask about Cialis and Levitra. Instanttaps.com, 1-800-640-7032, or online at instanttaps.com. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. Order now.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Under pressure from Democrats in Congress, the Bush administration has finally agreed to go along with their quest for Congress to give more money to help cover the health care costs of veterans. Just last week, it was revealed there was a $1 billion shortfall in the veterans' programs. Democrats blamed Bush, saying his focus on the war in Iraq created a crisis for the nation's veterans. California Congressman Sam Farr says it's, quote, distressing. Before the announcement, Democratic lawmakers were planning to introduce a spending amendment to add more money to the vets' program. The Senate had scheduled a vote on a proposal to add $1.5 billion to the veterans' budget. George Bush says he won't send more troops to Iraq or set a timetable for withdrawal because he doesn't want to imply the U.S. intends to stay forever. That was part of his message in last night's speech delivered from Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Bush said setting a timetable would be a serious mistake because it would send the wrong message to the people of Iraq and to an enemy that would simply wait us out. Some Iraqis seem to agree with Bush's plan. Others say they're fed up with what they consider a U.S. occupation. One Iraqi housewife says the presence of foreign troops has caused a lot of problems in their country. A professor in Baghdad says Iraq wouldn't be stable if coalition forces left. Whatever Bush promises, a Kurdish lawmaker says, Iraqis still don't have basic security or services like electricity or water. The Bush speech came on the one-year anniversary of the return of sovereignty to the Iraqis, but many ordinary Iraqis say they believe the U.S. troop presence keeps local officials from truly controlling the country. As U.S. casualties steadily mount in Iraq, another toll rising rapidly on the home front, the Army's divorce rate has soared in the past 3 years, most notably for officers, because of longer and more frequent war zone deployments, placing extra strain on couples. Divorces have doubled tripled for some categories of Army officers and enlisted men. One of the proposals made by the 9/11 Commission getting a chilly reception at the Pentagon and CIA, both Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and CIA Chief Porter Goss told the White House they opposed the plan to transfer CIA control of covert paramilitary operations to the Pentagon. The commission suggested having two of these programs was redundant. Rumsfeld and Goss recommend improving communications for these paramilitary operations, which train rebels, destabilize governments, and directly attack enemy targets. They both want to keep their own programs. The White House reportedly is accepting most of the other commission recommendations. This is Air America Radio News.
Ah, that magic year, 1993. Men wore ponytails, proudly. Grunge was a sound and a dress style, and a smart guy named Mark bought the car of his dreams. After 11 years and 104,000 miles, Mark still drives his baby because he uses Castrol GTX High Mileage. It's formulated to help extend engine life and protect against oil burn-off better than competitive leading oils. So Mark can drive his dream car through all the hairstyles to come.
Help older cars feel young again with Castrol GTX High Mileage.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person. She was here watching the kids, so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Check this out. This is Chuck D. I gotta tell y'all, I got this new show. I did not disappear. I'm right here. Each and every Sunday night, 11 to 1.
Come on and join us, Gianna Garrell and my co-host,
Chuck D.
Now each and every Sunday night.
On the Real. So take a deep breath and check out our show each and every Sunday night. Getting in the nooks and crannies, the nitty and the gritty. My co-host is Gianna Garrell. On the Real, right here.
At the top of the week.
This Sunday on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's 7 past the hour. We're going to get to Scotty McClellan in a moment. One other thing here that I think should be tossed into the stenchy subject pile that we have tonight. This is from the... it's also from the Times. From today, yeah. Bush has ordered changes that will break down the walls between foreign and domestic intelligence activities. Now understand what that means, okay? The citizens of the United States are going to be treated now, where it concerns intelligence gathering, in the same manner as foreigners are treated by the CIA, by the DIA, by whatever intelligence unit is operating in Central America, South America, Africa, South Asia, the Middle East. The Bush crime family now looks at America as just one more place to gather intelligence on citizens. Let me just pause for a second. Kathy and I have a baby. She's 11 months old. She'll be a year old pretty quick. If we ever turn up dead and they try to say that we suicided ourselves, don't believe it. Okay? Bush is creating a new national security division within the FBI that will be under the control of John Negroponte, who is the new director of national intelligence. Now, remember who Negroponte is. He's the man who assisted in setting up and sanctioned for the United States the death squads that were run in Central America in the 80s during the reign of terror of the Reagan years. Negroponte is the one who was the temporary ambassador to Iraq for a few months while he set up death squads there. Death squads are now operating in Iraq. They are targeting Sunni leaders. And they are murdering them in the streets, in their homes, in their bedrooms, in front of their children, in front of their wives. Negroponte did this. Negroponte is now the Director of National Intelligence in the United States, and he has decided, and then got Bush to sign off on it, that this wall between intelligence gathering has got to go. Now, according to the Times, the directive by Bush is aimed at consolidating the power of John Negroponte. Be afraid, truth seeker. Be very afraid. The move also sets in motion a major restructuring intended to dissolve the barriers that have often kept the CIA, foreign intelligence, and the FBI, domestic intelligence, apart. There's not going to be a difference anymore, truth seekers. Now, the Church Committee, back in the 70s, revealed the crimes that were being committed against American citizens, and laws were passed that said, never again will we allow this sort of thing to happen to American citizens. And here we are. And the filthy bastards who run this country, once again, they use 9-1-1 as the reason for it. 9-11 is the reason for it. Now, here's the part to be very frightened about. General Michael Hayden, who is Negroponte's assistant, He has the title of Deputy Director of National Intelligence. General Hayden said the government, that would be the Bush crime family, will take steps to ensure that these changes do not impinge on American civil liberties. But in a briefing for reporters, General Hayden also said that the United States no longer has the luxury of maintaining divisions between its foreign and domestic intelligence structures because, quote, our enemy does not recognize that distinction, end quote. Now, whether you know it or not, folks, and I think it's clear to people who participate in this program, even you right-wing lurker bastards, you know this too, but for some reason, I don't know, maybe you're just as worried about this as normal people, and you cluster around this program to hear what's, you know, what you should be concerned about. But I digress. If you're paying close attention, what you are witnessing, what we are witnessing is the deliberate closing of door after door after door as far as escape hatches are concerned. Now, see, we don't notice it. It's all done under the guise of law. It's all done under the guise of preventing terrorists from hitting us again. It's all done under the promise by the Bush crime family, but that this is what is necessary and needed to protect us. This is Hitlerian. This is what happened. This is what happened in Germany in the 30s. How far removed are we from 1934? Is that 80 years? Huh? I can't think right now. No, it's not 80 years. 1934, what would it be? 70? Kathy, help me here. Was it 70? 70 years? It's about 70 years. Okay, 70 years. 71 years from 1934 to now. Surely there are people, yes, of course there are. There are Americans, immigrants, who fled Nazism. Whether it was in Germany or Poland or Czechoslovakia or Hungary or Austria or wherever Nazism flourished, France. Who remember the incremental steps? And I'm not talking about Pastor Niemöller's infamous or famous injunction of the famous warning about they came for the trade unionists and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. And on down the line, they came for the Jews. They came for, you know, blah, 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 down to, and finally they came for me and there was nobody left to speak out. But do you agree with me that doors are shutting? That screws are being turned? That deadbolts are being slipped into place? If not in a physical sense, you still don't need an exit visa to leave the United States, stamped by the government. You need a passport, but, you know, okay. But we have a no-fly list. People have been told that they are not allowed to fly an airplane. On an airplane, at the whim of the Bush crime family. Because they committed a crime? No! No! Because they may have attended a meeting. Because they may have visited a website. Because they may have checked out a certain book. And it goes on and on and on. Very, very, very quietly. Very slowly. Now, I said before, the revolution will not come until a direct frontal assault, and it's coming, is applied where it concerns the Second Amendment. Don't forget what Hitler did, right? We're concerned gun ownership, right? Yeah. Now, until that time, the right-wing crazies, the militia minds, the Kluxers, and all the rest of these right-wing bastards that I wouldn't give you 10 cents for the entire collection of red state thugs who continue to vote for this monstrous regime, but when that time comes, then they are going to have their rude awakening. And the question arises, does it not? Do normal people make an alignment, make an agreement, form an alliance with these right-wing thugs, because all of a sudden, you see, the one issue that these dumb bastards care the most about, their guns, will become front and center in their sick little worlds.
I'm going to take my guns!
The day is coming, moron. It is coming when they're going to take your gun. Will that wake you up? Will that wake you right-wingers up? Will that wake you Bush supporters up? When they come for your gun? No, Al Gore would never have come for your gun. But John Negroponte will rip it out of your fingers and break your knuckles as he does it, and then pistol whip you when you complain, and then shoot your wife and rape your children. Are you ready for it, right-winger? It's coming. It's coming. Go back and read some history. Go read My Struggle. See what you think of that.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have Geico motorcycle insurance. Because Geico covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
What's more delectable than caviar? More indulgent than curling up on cashmere? And more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last,
a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be an absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Summer's here and your kids have time off, but you don't. Well, now there's a way to spend more time with family, enjoy summertime, and get your work done. Go to My PC, an amazing technology that lets you access your office computer from anywhere. It's so easy to use. Just log on to GoToMyPC.com from any computer with internet access, and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you were at work. So you can leave the office on time, have dinner with family, then use GoToMyPC to finish your work from home, or stay connected to the office from your hotel room in Hawaii, or your in-laws in Detroit. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
You would never buy a house for $100,000 knowing that in just 3 years it would only be worth about $30,000. But that's exactly what happens when you buy a new car. You buy it knowing it'll be worth about one-third of what you paid in 3 years. If you want all the benefits of driving the new car of your dreams without paying twice what you should, call D&M Leasing today. With one toll-free call, you will get an upfront price on the exact car you want quoted to you right over the phone. And with D&M's volume discounts, you can save 40 to 50% on your monthly car payment compared to traditional financing. Plus, you don't have to pay a down payment, and you still get the special factory rebates passed straight on to you to make your payments even lower. Cut your new car payments by up to 50%. Call D&M Leasing today for your free quote.
Call 800-554-9628. That's 800-554-9628. Call D&M Leasing at 800-554-9628 today.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
21 past the hour. So Negroponte, the Death Squad organizer, Death Squad facilitator back during the battle days of Ronald Reagan, during that reign of terror in Central America, went to Iraq, set up Death Squads there, and now this murderer is going to be the head of a new National Security Division that will end. Forever, I guess, until Democrats take over again, if that ever happens, and forever the distinction between foreign intelligence gathering and domestic intelligence gathering, which means now that the same tactics used to gather intelligence in the occupied territories or where? Syria or Lebanon or Ecuador, those tactics will be employed here. And if there's someone who needs to be removed from the scene here, just as they occasionally remove from the scene in foreign countries, what's to stop Negroponte? This bastard has plenty of experience on how to eliminate people who become an irritation to his operations. So the Bush crime family will leave it to Negroponte to carry out these changes. And according to the Times, the changes will almost certainly be met with reluctance within the FBI. Well, I would think so, because now the FBI ceases to exist. It's no longer a functioning entity involved in the investigation of domestic crimes or domestic terrorism. That's it. End of story. Goodbye, FBI! Adios! Now, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Representative Jane Harman. Now, I pause because I know a lot of you support Jane Harman. Jane Harman, according to the Times, cautioned that these changes will require, in her words, sustained attention. Sustained attention from the White House. End quote. One assumes what she means there. The Bush crime family, the Bush administration, George Bush and Dick Cheney, that's the White House, are going to have to pay very close attention to these changes to make sure that laws are not violated. Oh, Jesus Christ, Jane. You can't mean that. She went on to say in an interview, quote, "The FBI will not get ahead of the terrorist threat if it doesn't have a fully dedicated intelligence service, and now it will." She went on to say, but this will require a massive culture change within the FBI because the guns and badges and the mindset of the FBI don't totally fit with the challenges of countering terrorism, end quote. So Democratic Representative Jane Harman, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, if I am reading these quotes correctly, is another Democrat enabler. Another Democrat who's saying, okay, yeah, you know, I don't know how we survived.
Without these lines being blurred and eliminated, I think Negroponte's a great man. Of course, George Bush and Dick Cheney are going to have to watch this, make sure it's okay. Of course, I seem to forget that when the World Trade Center was attacked the first time, the culprits were caught and now serving life in prison. When the assault was waged in Africa against U.S. embassies, the culprits were attacked and imprisoned. When people... Oh, Jesus, God. So Jane Harman becomes the latest Democrat enabler in this slide into fascism. I don't quite get it, but whatever. Now, the law that created John Negroponte's new job, you know, the director of national intelligence, that law left Negroponte with clear control over the CIA and the agencies that operate abroad. But the independent, the independent presidential commission that recommended these changes said that it was a bit troubling, it was troublingly vague that his influence over the FBI was still in question. Hence the directive from George W. Bush. Truth Seeker, there will no longer be any distinction between the way the CIA operates and the way the FBI operates. I forgot. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez will remain responsible for ensuring that the intelligence activities in the United States don't violate American law. This is the son of a bitch that said torture is acceptable. Do you know what's going on here? Do you get this? Oh, my God. The change ordered by George Bush will create a new semi-autonomous service within a service inside the FBI, headed by someone who will be expected to report to Negroponte. Oh, God. The doors are closing. Who was it that said the lights are going out all over Europe?
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. This is a Mother Jones Minute. Shelley Hendrickson was sent to prison for shooting the husband who almost killed her, and she's not the only one. As Mother Jones Magazine reports in its new issue, women nationwide are doing time for defending themselves and their children from violent abusers. More broadly, domestic violence kills thousands of women yearly. Up to 4 million women are abused each year. This summer or fall, Congress will have the chance to do something about domestic violence. It will decide whether to renew the Violence Against Women Act, which provides money for shelters and programs combating domestic violence. Since the law was adopted in 1994, prosecution of abusers has increased, but those gains are at risk. Congress may decide to cut the program, or worse, not renew it. Congress needs to use its muscle and stand up to perpetrators of domestic violence. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Yeah, take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch? How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
My brother...
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't?
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over a $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
This is Marilyn Caselli from Con Edison. A ballpark at night, the lights on Broadway, neighborhood restaurants, your favorite movie theater, the subway that runs 24/7. It takes a lot of energy to power the city that never sleeps. And more people are coming here to live, work, and enjoy everything New York has to offer. New Yorkers work hard and play hard. That's why Con Edison is investing billions over the next several years to upgrade our energy delivery system. We're committed to providing safe, reliable service so that you can have a great time after a hard day's work.
The power behind everything you do. Con Edison. On it.
Check out ConEd.com to learn more about our ongoing infrastructure projects and plans for the future. You'll also find air conditioning tips to help you keep cool during those hot summer days and nights.
Get the zone. AutoZone.
High gas prices and poor gas mileage can waste a lot of money. Get to AutoZone, pick up some fuel injector cleaner, and start saving gas today. Here's another way AutoZone helps you save. For a limited time at AutoZone, a 12-ounce bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner, regular price $5.99, is yours free after mail-in rebate. AutoZone has everything you need to help you save money on gas. So don't hit the road this summer until you get in the zone. AutoZone.
Are you struggling with alcohol? Listen to what Linda said in her letter to me. Dear Wendy, since I've used your hypnotherapy program, Alcohol Freedom, I have not had a drink or even wanted one in over 2 months. I'm so excited about the happiness and the peace I have now, thanks to you. It's amazing the things I've found, the subconscious triggers that made me want to drink. Now they have no effect. This has affected my whole life. I knew hypnosis could work, and I knew that stating I was an alcoholic would never make me feel better. Sometimes I even drank after meetings because I felt so horrible about myself. I feel wonderful now being alcohol free, and I'm amazed. Thank you, Wendy. I'm a new person and so happy. Sincerely, Linda. Thank you so much, Linda, for your letter. You are an inspiration to so many who are looking for a powerful and a private solution to stop drinking. I'm Wendy Friesen. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and I can help you end the struggle. Go to the web, quitdrinkingnow.com. That's quitdrinkingnow.com, or call me, 877-68-HAPPY, 877-68-HAPPY.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
Jerry Springer.
Where is suddenly this culture of life? Why don't we care about people between the time they're born and before they die? Why is that ignored? While they're on this planet, in pain, in suffering, we just don't care. We have to make our points. We have to show how righteous we are. We have to show those liberal hippies.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
I'm plenty capable of conducting foreign policy for the United States in a way that reflects positively on my nation.
Oh, my daddy, he once told me. 26 before the hour,
So, Negroponte will be in charge of something called the National Security Service. Think of the language here. That will destroy the barrier between domestic and foreign intelligence gathering. We're very close to a full lockdown, a full police state. And I wonder why we're not aware of this. I guess it's because of media. I guess it's because the way it's the terms in which it's being couched. This is done to protect you. We're here to protect you. Robert Mueller, the FBI director. Yeah, he's still around. Called the creation of this National Security Service, his words, quote, the next step in the evolution of our ability to protect the American public, end quote. And he and Attorney General Gonzalez both reject the suggestion that the FBI would be losing some of its autonomy or authority. I mean, it's very clear that the directive lays out the end of the FBI. And yet Robert Mueller stands there with Gonzalez and says, no, everything's okay. We're at war with Eurasia. We've always been at war with Eurasia. Now go back to sleep. The White House also called for the creation of a new division called the National Counterproliferation Center, also under Negroponte. And this National Counterproliferation Center will operate in parallel with the new National Counterterrorism Center, also under Negroponte. The Counterproliferation Center will coordinate the U.S. government's collection and analysis of intelligence on everything. Nuclear, biological, chemical weapons, American citizens, potential suicide bombers all over the world, children who are scooped up in Afghanistan. Am I being too dramatic? Huh? Is this all just way too much drama? Negroponte, somebody who should be tried for war crimes, if ever someone should have been tried for war crimes. Oh, my God. Now, Simple Scotty today. I guess Karl Rove didn't think Bush did a good enough job of trying to manipulate the American public again last night. Last night by deliberately blurring the facts. And again, linking the war in Iraq to the 9/11 attacks over and over and over and over and over. Rove, being the good Nazi that he is, decided to send Simple Scotty out today to drive the point home. And really muddy the waters. After last night's rhetoric and today's press briefing, dog and pony show, it's a wonder we all don't think the U.S. went to war against Iraq because Osama bin Saddam Zakari attacked the U.S. on 9/11 from his base in Palestine. So ABC's Terry Moran gets the ball rolling and asks the question, Scott, after the president's references to 9/11 last night, the question Democrats have is the enemy in Iraq the same enemy that struck the United States on September 11, 2001?
Actually, the president talked about it last night. He said the terrorists have chosen to make Iraq a central front in the war on terrorism. They are the same. They have the same hatred. And let me back up. They have the same ideology of hatred and oppression that the terrorist who attacked us on September 11th held. These are the same kind of people.
Ah, okay. So let's go back to Moran's question. The question Democrats have is the enemy in Iraq the same enemy that struck the United States on September 11th? What does that mean, Terry? Does that mean Republicans don't have that question anymore, just Democrats? And Simple Scotty says the terrorists have chosen to make Iraq a central front in the war on terrorism. What? You mean after we invaded Iraq, some terrorists moved in? Is that what you mean? They had the same ideology of hatred and oppression, yada, 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 the same kind of people. You know, and the beauty of it is they all look the same, don't they? Huh? True patriots, remember, just shut up and aim for the towel. That's all you have to do, right? Yeah.
Well, I don't know about Negroes here in the South. You know, they all look the same to me. What, officer, you want me to give a description of that Negro that was breaking into my car? Well, I can't, sir. They all look the same to me. Now, if you want me to describe a white person, I can do that.
So here we are again. Philadelphia, Mississippi, Fallujah, Iraq. Terry Moran seemed confused by Scotty's non-answer. Gee, I wonder why, so he tries to clarify. Terry says, so let me get this straight. The president isn't claiming that Saddam Hussein and his regime were behind a 9/11, but he's saying that essentially they're the same kind of people?
Well, remember, we talked about how his regime was a sworn enemy of the United States. And what the terrorists did was choose to make Iraq a central front in the war on terrorism. No matter where you stood on the decision to go into Iraq, we talked about the decision about why we went into Iraq. I think all of us can recognize that the terrorists have made it a central front in the war on terrorism.
We talked about the decision about why we went into Iraq. What is the decision? What's the rationale today, Scotty? Weapons of mass destruction? No. Liberation? No. Beacon of Hope? No. Halliburton? Oil? Nuclear weapons? Biological? Attack his neighbor? A bomb? What is it today? What is it today, bastard? What is it today? And he says, I think all of us can recognize that the terrorists have made Iraq a central front in the war on terrorism. Again, what terrorists? First, there were no terrorists in Iraq until we invaded. Except Saddam and his two murderous sons. What would it take to have gotten rid of them? Three bullets? So Bush becomes a one-man al-Qaeda recruiting poster. Is that what you mean, Scotty? Do you mean the terrorists are just the so-called insurgents who are trying to rid Iraq of its attacker, its invader? Is that what you mean? I'm confused. Well, here Scotty seems incredulous that someone might think that Bush was trying to link Iraq to the attacks of 9/11. Where does that come from? The reporter says, Scott, on the Democratic criticism of the president's speech last night, particularly the very harsh words that Senator Rockefeller said that by using all the references to 9/11, the president was trying to click a patriotic button that would make people more patient. He called it amazing. He further said that there was no connection between Osama bin Laden, Iraq, and 9/11, Rockefeller did, and effectively was saying the president was using that national tragedy. How do you respond to that?
Who made any suggestion of a link to the attacks? What the president was talking about was that September 11th taught us important lessons. It taught us that we must confront threats before they fully materialize, before they reach our shores. That's why the president decided we were going to take the fight to the enemy. We are taking the fight to the enemy abroad so that we don't have to fight him here at home.
I'll remember that you just said that and that Bush said that last night. So you don't know who made a suggestion that Iraq was linked to 9/11? Do you need a reminder, Simple Scotty, from last night? Okay, here.
The war reached our shores on September the 11th, 2001. Iraq is the latest battlefield in this war. After September the 11th, I made a commitment to the American people. This nation will not wait to be attacked again. The only way our enemies can succeed is if we forget the lessons of September the 11th, if we abandon the Iraqi people to men like Zarqawi, and if we yield the future of the Middle East to men like bin Laden. Our mission in Iraq is clear. We either deal with terrorism and this extremism abroad, or we deal with it when it comes to us. They are trying to shake our will in Iraq, just as they tried to shake our will on September the 11th, 2001.
Is that good enough, dumb bastard? Huh, Scotty? Huh? Who made any suggestion of a link to the attacks?
How about your employer, you maniac?
Now listen, here's Scotty again.
Who made any suggestion of a link to the attacks?
Well, did you hear my answer? Or your boss's answer? Huh? Play it again, Kathy! Play it again!
The war reached our shores on September the 11th, 2001. Iraq is the latest battlefield in this war.
Oh!
September the 11th, I made a commitment to the American
Iraq.
People.
Iraq!
This nation
September
will not
11th.
Wait to be attacked again.
The Iraq!
Only way our enemies can succeed
September 11th.
Is if we forget the lessons of September the 11th.
Iraq!
If we abandon the Iraqi
September 11th.
Like Zarqawi. And if
Iraq.
We build the future of the Middle East to
September
men like
11th.
Laden, our mission in Iraq.
Iraq.
Is here. We either deal with
September
terror
11th.
And this extremism of
Iraq,
or we deal with it when it
September
comes to
11th.
They are trying to shake our will in Iraq, just as they tried to shake our will on September the 11th, 2001.
Do you get it, Scott? The moron in the White House. That's who's making the link. Big M, little M. What begins with M? Moron, madman, murderer. M, M, M.
Who made any suggestion of a link to the attacks?
Scott, we have no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with the September the 11th.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Smart pets come from smart parents, and smart parents know that a great perk of shopping at PetSmart is our absolutely unbeatable prices, guaranteed. Now save even more with the free Pet Perks Savings Card. Get yours today for instant savings on hundreds of items, like 20 and 22-pound bags of Pedigree dog food, now just $8.99. Talk about a smart deal. So stop in, sign up, and save instantly with your Pet Perks Savings Card, only at PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details and low price guarantee.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Planet Check, the Green Radio Minute.
In contrast to Washington's do-nothing approach, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson has announced a new plan for reducing global warming pollution in his state.
This is big news because New Mexico is the first oil, gas, and coal state to tackle global warming.
That's Theo Spencer from the NRDC. Spencer says this benefits not only public health, but the economy too, by investing in clean, renewable sources of energy.
Right now, the Japanese are the leading manufacturer of solar panels, and Europe is ahead in wind energy technology. And we got to make sure that the U.S. doesn't lose jobs to overseas. And I think moves like this are going to help boost the local economy.
New Mexico's goals are to cut emissions to 2000 levels by 2012 and then 10% below 2000 levels by 2020. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Paramind. Believe in your music. Paramind.com.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today!
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to the residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
Ten before the hour. All right, just a couple more. In order to further confuse and brainwash the public, Scott McClellan now tries to defend Bush's ridiculous mention of Osama bin Laden in reference to success in Iraq. Listen to this garbage. It's circular nonsense. But don't you imagine it made perfect sense to all the Baptist church members watching last night with Chris Matthews in Tennessee?
What the president was talking about was the September 11th.
I think that's the wrong one.
The president quoted Osama bin Laden last night. You know, the president has heard from his commanders, General Abizaid, who has talked about the importance of succeeding in Iraq and Afghanistan, and talked to the president about how when we succeed in Afghanistan and Iraq, it will be the beginning of the end for the terrorists and their ideology. If we were to lose in Iraq, it would simply be the beginning of the beginning. If we weren't fighting them abroad, we'd be fighting them here at home.
That's the second time he's made this exact statement in this briefing. Remember that, okay? Now, you just heard Scotty say if we weren't fighting them abroad, we'd be fighting them here at home. This is the second time he made the comment, and Bush made the same statement last night. You just heard it in the montage we just played of Bush a few sound bites back. Less than 5 minutes later, McClellan either forgets what he just said, or in a true test of Orwellian new think, he tries to convince the press that no one ever made the statement. Listen. Now you tell me. Reporter says, on this issue of the president making the point that if you don't fight the terrorists there, you'll be fighting them here at home, is there an implied statement, Scott, that if there were another attack here, the Iraq policy would therefore be a failure? Is there an implied statement that continuing the Iraq war means there won't be an attack here?
No, I don't think anyone's made that statement. What we've said that it's important to take the fight to the enemy to try to prevent attacks from happening in the first place. The president has said we're not going to wait for another attack to happen. We're not going to sit back and let this be simply a law enforcement matter. We realize that this is a war.
Okay, so McClellan himself didn't just say if we weren't fighting them abroad, we'd be fighting them here at home. He didn't say that twice in this press briefing. Bush didn't say it last night. The reporter says if you don't fight the terrorists here, you'd be fighting them here at home. Is that what you're saying? No, Scott says. I don't think anyone has made that statement. You know, this reporter better get his facts straight and stop asking these kinds of ridiculous questions if he knows what's double plus good for him. It's insanity. But McClellan knows that the press assembled there will not leap to its feet and say, wait a minute, you lying bastard, you just said it! He knows they won't do that. Now, some of them still struggle. Poor old 80-year-old Helen Thomas. Who's the tall, skinny Ann Coulter? What did she call her? That old Arab. And Russell Mokyber. Does he still get in? I haven't heard of Russell Mokyber in months. Maybe he's writing another book. I don't know what happened to him. Terry Moran occasionally will toss a rubber-tipped dart at McClellan, but McClellan stands there and denies what he just said. No one ever said that. No one ever made a link. No one ever said. No one did. No one. No one. No one. No one. And this herd of castrated sheep just sit there. And do you ever hear these sound bites that we play for you on any network source, any cable source? You might hear one or two of them on Democracy Now!, but do you hear them anyplace else? Not even NPR. Where do you hear the sound bites that we play on this program? Which is not to say, oh, gee, Malloy has a great program. Well, all that means is the press won't report it. They won't report it. The mainstream media has become a Main Street sewer. It's a toilet. Aye. A couple of quick emails because we're coming up on a break. This is from Dave. If the grounds for detention and jailing a person is now going to be based on having the same kind of hatred that the terrorists who struck us on 9/11, that's a quote from Bush last night, then Bush himself, Rove, Limbaugh, Hannity, and every right-wing conservative in America would be thrown in prison tomorrow. Well, I understand what you're saying, Dave, but no, people like you, people like me, people like Janine, people like Randy, people like Sam, people like Kathy, we are going to be labeled as having the same kind of hatred that the terrorists who struck us on 9/11. That's what that means, Dave. Eileen in New York. Mike, I can't call because I talked to you last night, but I can't stop thinking about those kids in the camps. When you try to wrap your mind around the idea of kids being held incommunicado and tortured, your thoughts race around your head like rats in a maze, and you just can't seem to escape from the hideous images that come to mind. It's the most vile, evil thing one can imagine. It's unthinkable. What did Jesus say? Suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Somehow I don't think Jesus meant suffer in the literal sense. We are guilty of the same atrocities as the Germans. Are we the good Germans that we could allow this to happen day after day and not cry out to heaven to strike these evil Nazis down? I can't stand it anymore either, but how can we make it stop? I know I will be in D.C. in September for the march, and I pray that the rest of America wakes up before we've gone too far to turn back. Eileen in New York. I wonder if Bush thinks the Iraqi people or the Afghan people don't love their children like we American people do. Could that be it? The picture that Kitty in California talked about at TakeBackTheMedia.com, can you look at that picture and not feel your soul implode?
Malloy on Air America Radio.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Locke with the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes in newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now.
800-778-3921, 800-778-3921. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 800-778-3921, 800-778-3921. Not available in all states.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says many global struggles require time, patience, and perspective. Addressing a town hall-style meeting Wednesday at the Pentagon, Rumsfeld again linked the ongoing Iraq conflict to the global terror war and counseled against quick judgments.
Indeed, Al-Qaeda operatives are among those fighting in Iraq today. They call murder martyrdom, and they call bin Laden their leader.
Rumsfeld said there are many extremists in the world who want democracy to fail in Iraq and Afghanistan. He said terrorists are seeking to rule those countries. Echoing President Bush, Rumsfeld warned, quote, if we don't defeat them in Iraq, we will most certainly face them at home. U.S. sources say an American military transport helicopter, which crashed in Afghanistan, may have been shot down. The Taliban says its fighters brought the aircraft down. Malcolm Brown reports.
The American military says initial reports indicate that the crash of the Chinook helicopter in eastern Afghanistan may have been caused by hostile fire. According to a U.S. spokesman, the large aircraft was ferrying reinforcements to an operation against Al-Qaeda fighters. There is still no word on the fate of the 17 American service members on board. An Afghan provincial governor has told the Associated Press that Taliban forces brought the helicopter down with a rocket. The incident comes amidst an upsurge in fighting in Afghanistan as the U.S. military targets Al-Qaeda and Taliban elements in areas along the border with Pakistan. Malcolm Brown, Washington.
A second cow infected with mad cow disease came from a Texas herd. That's the word from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. USDA officials say the animal did not enter the food chain, and the safety of the food supply has not been affected. U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez says a new national intelligence agency will be formed to further protect America from terrorism. Gonzalez says the changes will not diminish the rights of any citizen.
We're going to operate in a way that best protects this country, and we do so in a way that respects the privacy rights and civil liberties of every American. And the law enforcement community is still going to be under the authority and supervision of the FBI director and the Attorney General.
Federal officials are reminding 4th of July travelers not to bring fireworks on planes. But Federal Aviation Administration spokesman Roland Herwig says it's not a big problem.
People pretty much know not to do it, but it's something that we have to remind people about every year. There's a lot of enthusiasm. Hey, it's our nation's holiday. And some people might decide to take fireworks with them, and that potentially is a real safety hazard.
Both domestic and international regulations prohibit bringing fireworks on planes. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. I'll make a turn for the better. Head driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more room for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition. We know politics makes some strange bedfellows, but if you ask Jessica Cutler, it also makes lucrative book deals. She's the Capitol Hill staffer who scandalized the blogosphere with her sexual exploits in the federal government. She'll tell us how she out-Monica'd Monica. And we'll have a live performance from the John Butler Trio. Thursday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Welcome back. About 7 past the hour. Once again, if you haven't gone to takebackthemedia.com and looked at the video, Let Them Eat War, I suggest that you do it, okay? Takebackthemedia.com. And I believe on the main page on the left side, you'll see the where to click, the icon. Some of it is a little hard to deal with. Let Them Eat War. All right, let's go to some phone calls here. I appreciate everybody's patience. Once again, Michael is calling from the Bronx in New York. Michael, welcome to the program.
Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm trying to hang in there. You know something? It's a miracle that Bush's nose didn't grow with all the lying and BS that he was doing.
I mean,
you know, he would have needed more reconstructive surgery than Michael Jackson. But you know something? I was absolutely outraged at some of the stuff that he was saying, and I found a couple of things significant. One of the things that really got to me was the idea if it was worth it with all the killings in Iraq, the number totally near 2,000 with the American soldiers, and that's just counting them,
right. Not
counting the Iraqis or the other American civilians. This scumbag's got the nerve to say it's worth it? Oh, my God, that's really beside me. But he kept invoking 9/11. He kept doing it over and over and over again. And it was very offensive to me because I lost a friend in the World Trade Center disaster, and one of my fellow choir members, who is a big, outspoken person, because he lost his firefighter son in the same tragedy, and he said that nobody should be politicizing off of 9/11. He said it over and over again, and here's the president doing the same doggone thing, and he just... I'm referring to Bush. He invoked New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why I find that significant?
Why?
Because if you heard before the other lie, that was spoken by him and Karl Rove, these other Bush cronies in the past, saying that Bush's re-election victory was because this nation was reeling from the effects of 9/11. Mm-hmm. I ask them, and I invite you and anybody else listening, to challenge them on this. If that argument holds water, then explain why, Mr. Bush. How is it that New York, Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania, and even Massachusetts all became blue states in the last election? They went in favor of Kerry. These are the places that were hit directly by the 9/11 tragedy, and we saw your true colors, and we didn't buy it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Look, since you mentioned a personal connection, let me ask you an obvious question. Are you personally upset that Bush took his unfocused from Osama and went for Iraq instead?
Who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
Who would not be? I mean,
what an insult to the victims of 9/11 and their families. And to all Americans. I mean, what an insult for this rat bastard to stand up there and try to link this other tyrant, just like George, Saddam Hussein, a little bit more bloody when you get right down to it. But you know, Bush is a close second if Bush hasn't already taken over the number one spot. But to link Iraq to the attack on this country, the official version of which is that it was conducted by 19 bombers, 15 of whom came from Saudi Arabia, if you buy the official story, which I no longer buy. I don't know what the truth is anymore.
I never trusted it from the beginning, but I can even tell you of a bigger insult. In the days immediately after 9/11, what does Bush say? We're going to smoke him out. We're going to smoke him out. We're going to smoke him out. Yeah. And then just before the 2004 election, he was asked, where's Osama bin Laden? He says, you know, I don't know where he's at right now. I haven't followed up on it, and right. I really don't care. And when he was confronted by John Kerry at the presidential debate, he was asked to respond to that. He's going to say that that was another one of John Kerry's exaggerations.
Well, sure.
My foot.
I know. I hear you. Michael, let me move on. Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your comments. I hear your anger. Priscilla is calling from Montana. Priscilla, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing? Your caller is right on that. I mean, this is the Stepford president.
Oh, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, I just have this vision of a bunch of weird drones buried in the West Wing writing this speech, thinking that this is what not only America wants to hear, but will what make America think what they want them to think. And they're completely out of touch with reality. They don't worry about what gas costs. They don't worry about, you know, their kids not having textbooks. They don't worry about their grandma not having Medicare. All they're worrying about is keeping this guy in power so that we can continue to try and pump oil out of Iraq. I mean, I hate listening to this man. I couldn't watch him on TV. I listened to him on the radio, and I'm standing there in my shop making my furniture, listening to this stuff coming out of his mouth, and thinking he doesn't know what he's saying.
Right.
He really doesn't. He's like a little puppet there, and nothing he says means anything. I don't think anybody in the United States really, except for the evangelicals, believes anything anymore. So I just don't understand the charade. It's depressing beyond belief.
It is. It's depressing on the one hand. And for me, it also produces just an inordinate amount of anxiety. You know, I have developed symptoms of mental illness that are clinical, are definable, and probably treatable. The reason I don't treat them, though, is because I don't want to take any kind of medication. I don't want to become a zombie. But I'll tell you what, Priscilla, when you combine depression with anxiety, You come up with oh my God, how many hits does that give you in the DSM-4? It gives you a whole array of hits. Oh my God, this person is really mentally ill. And that's how I feel, mentally ill. The only time I don't feel mentally ill is when I can totally block it out, and spend time, like on the weekends, with Kathy and with my baby. When I spend time with Molly during the week, yeah, that blots it out. But reality comes rushing back in, because I look at Molly, and because I'm so damned old and she's so young, I know I'm not going to be around through her entire life to protect her. And that just destroys me. So,
oh, no, I can relate to that. My children are 30 and 26, and I still feel guilty about having children and brought them into this world. But I don't think it's us who are mentally ill, Mike. I think it's these people who are mentally ill. They are completely divorced.
But they're carriers. They're carriers. They're like Typhoid Marys, only the disease they're carrying is mental illness. I think every evangelical in America is mentally ill. I think every Islamic fundamentalist is mentally ill. I think anyone who suffers from religious fundamentalism is mentally ill.
Well,
And they make us crazy. They carry it around just like germs, just like viruses, and make us all crazy.
But the thing is, Mike, they are in the minority. And that is the thing that makes...
Typhoid Mary was only one person, and she damn near wiped out the state of New York. Or was it Massachusetts? Hell, I don't remember. But you understand what I'm saying.
I do, but I'll tell you something else that worries me. I moved to this country because I married an American. I'm a Canadian. And I just filed my I-751 or whatever the heck it is to remove the conditions. When you marry an American, they think you're doing it because it's a fraudulent marriage so you can move to the United States.
Right.
They don't realize they'd much rather live in Canada, but what the heck. So anyway, I filed this thing, and a friend of mine who's an attorney said, you know, you have to be really careful because you know perfectly well that what they're going to do is track your emails, and they're going to track your internet access, and they're going to track whatever else you do, and they may just say you can't stay in the United States.
Yeah,
And we are worried about the Patriot Act.
But that might be a blessing in disguise. I don't know. Priscilla, commercial time. Thanks for checking in, dear heart. Take it easy. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Smart pets come from smart parents, and smart parents know that a great perk of shopping at PetSmart is our absolutely unbeatable prices, guaranteed. Now save even more with the free Pet Perk Savings Card. Get yours today for instant savings on hundreds of items, like 20-pound bags of IAMS dog food, now just $13.99. Talk about a smart deal. So stop in, sign up, and save instantly with your Pet Perk Savings Card, only at PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details and low price guarantee.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
You would never buy a house for $100,000 knowing that in just 3 years it would only be worth about $30,000. But that's exactly what happens when you buy a new car. You buy it knowing it'll be worth about one-third of what you paid in 3 years. If you want all the benefits of driving the new car of your dreams without paying twice what you should, call D&M Leasing today. With one toll-free call, you will get an upfront price on the exact car you want quoted to you right over the phone. And with D&M's volume discounts, you can save 40 to 50% on your monthly car payment compared to traditional financing. Plus, you don't have to pay a down payment, and you still get the special factory rebates passed straight on to you to make your payments even lower. Cut your new car payments by up to 50%. Call D&M Leasing today for your free quote.
Call 800-554-9628. That's 800-554-9628. Call D&M Leasing at 800-554-9628 today.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Past the hour. Back to the phone calls. Will is calling from Brooklyn, New York. Will, welcome to the program.
Hi, True Screecher.
True Screecher, or something like that, right?
Something like that.
I hear you.
My first point was, what is the real U.S. war death count in Iraq? Because I know casualties include killed in action and wounded in action. But what about those guys that, or gals that suffer a pretty serious injury and might die while they're receiving treatment in Germany or Walter Reed?
This has come up several times now. There's a website out there. What is it? TNR? I don't know. I'm sure most people are familiar with it who check that sort of thing. I think there's so much deception. There's so many lies put up by the Bush crime family and this corrupt Pentagon that's under the control of Donald Rumsfeld that it's impossible to know the truth. That old cliche that truth is the first casualty of war has been taken just to absurd levels. It has exponentially destroyed the truth now, this war of Bush's. So I don't know. The question is legit. The question you're asking, the people who die en route to Ramstein Air Base in Germany, the people who die en route to hospitals outside the so-called theater of war. God, I hate that term, theater. It sounds like everybody's play-acting. But the people who die once they are transferred, I don't know where those numbers are recorded or if they even are, Will.
Also, I wonder if there was an MIA count, because recently, I'm sure you know, that a Vietnam-era F-5 pilot was unearthed in Vietnam, and two World War II-era U.S. soldiers were found in a remote forest in Belgium. And I was thinking how many U.S. service folk might be found under the sands of Iraq in 30 years from now or 60 years from now.
I read something just today. I forget where it was. I forget what it was about. The comment in the piece I read on the internet someplace was in passing, but it said so far this year, 30, I believe that was the number, 30 American GIs are listed as missing in action in Iraq. Now, I don't know. I've never seen the number before. I've never heard any news organization or blogger or online service report that number. So I don't even know what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
But there has to be, I guess. I mean, how do you go missing in action if you're fighting urban warfare? I don't know. I have no idea. I've said many times I've never been anywhere near combat. So, I have no idea. If you're fighting over a widespread, diverse terrain, mountains, rivers, creeks, streams, villages, towns, yeah, jungles, people can go missing. But when you're fighting in cities, how do you go missing? So I don't know. I'm sure there's a number somewhere, but the Rumsfeld Pentagon is never going to release any of these numbers. You and I are not to know, because it might turn us against the Nazis who are running the country.
Mm-hmm, but the truth is sinking in. They're getting the picture. You know, 50% believe that the war in Iraq isn't part of the war on terror, and 46% believe that we're less safe because of Iraq.
Well, it's only taken a little over 2 years to get 50, close to 50% of the... Well, okay, another two and a half years, then maybe everybody in this country will realize, with another a few thousand people, Americans dead, another 50, 60, 80, 100,000 Iraquis dead, maybe everybody in America will come to realize what we're dealing with here.
We've got to keep training them abroad so they can kill all over the world.
Yeah, I hear that. Will, thanks for checking in, pal.
Yep, votetoimpeach.org.
What is it? Votetoimpeach.org?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll check it out. Thank you. Jack is calling from Portland, Oregon. Jack, thanks for holding on. I appreciate your patience.
You bet, Mike. Hello, Mike. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
It's great to talk to you again. I spoke with you shortly after you came on the air a bit over a year ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And, God, you remember me.
Well,
all that.
How could I forget?
Boy, carrying the world on your shoulders for 16 months or so, and you still remember me. That's great.
I mean, with a name like Jack, how could you forget that?
Well, of course. Jack London. Mike, you know, it touched me in a way when you spoke of your life possibly being in danger, you and your family.
Well, I just mean no more so than anybody who sends an email critical of this crime family. Anyone who even sends an email, a friend to a friend, that says, you know, I hate Bush and I hate everything he stands for. Everybody is in danger now. When you have a fascist regime, when you have Nazis in control, it doesn't take anything more than a sentence here, a paragraph there. So it's not because, Kathy and I may be high profile. It's simply because we're speaking out, just like you do, just like a lot of people do. I got to put you on hold. I'll come right back to you, Jack, but we got to do a break here. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely
cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5904. That's 800-507-5904. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5904. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5904.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Shelley Hendrickson was sent to prison for shooting the husband who almost killed her, and she's not the only one. As Mother Jones Magazine reports in its new issue, women nationwide are doing time for defending themselves and their children from violent abusers. More broadly, domestic violence kills thousands of women yearly. Up to 4 million women are abused each year. This summer or fall, Congress will have the chance to do something about domestic violence. It will decide whether to renew the Violence Against Women Act, which provides money for shelters and programs combating domestic violence. Since the law was adopted in 1994, prosecution of abusers has increased, but those gains are at risk. Congress may decide to cut the program, or worse, not renew it. Congress needs to use its muscle and stand up to perpetrators of domestic violence. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your game. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Game. Get off the couch and into the action.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
What's up, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. Now, since I've been doing my thing here on Air America Radio, I've had a lot of great guests, played a lot of good music, and had a whole lot of laughs. So tune in this week as we pack some of this year's highlights into one big show. With good music, good vibes, and good conversation. The best of the Kyle Jason Show airs this Saturday night at 10 p.m. on Air America Radio. Don't miss it, baby!
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. Back to Jack in Portland, Oregon. All right, Jack, thanks for holding on.
You bet, Mike. Mike, the main reason that I called you is basically the same reason as such as it may be described as I'd called you for when I first called, after you first came on the air, as I mentioned. And the answer is still the same to the question that you pose occasionally, and that is, what will it take, what can it take to stop this situation, which has been especially ongoing since 9/11? And it's metamorphosed into war, creating more terrorists, leaving the borders open. They've been in here. If they were coming, they've gotten here a long time ago. There is government-sponsored terrorism. It is prima facie evidence involved here that plainly demonstrates, with well-documented smoking gun, beyond smoking gun evidence, that the U.S. government managed, orchestrated, engineered, instigated the events which occurred on September 11, 2001, and knowing this to be a fact by the evidence, such as a brief guest request, Alex Jones, please, if you would have Alex Jones on so that he can make this clear to you and have a forum, if you will, and concentrate on this, because the underbelly of the beast is exposed here, but it's exposed nowhere else. And it's the only thing which provides the answer to your most important question, is simply what will make it stop, because they have the net around this country as well as the world at large, but in particular around this country. They have not pulled the strings closed yet, and that would be martial law. But we're at a point now where time has become of the essence. And the more that people react outside of showing the conclusive evidence that the Bush White House, with the assistance of the intelligence agencies of the United States, instigated, engineered, orchestrated, perpetrated the events of 2001-9/11, they base everything they've done since then, everything that you ache about, everything that you talk about, everything they're doing now, everything that they will do if they're not stopped, on the events of that day.
Yeah, Jack, let me say something.
It's the only way, Mike.
Okay, let me say something. I know where my mind is getting to, where my thought process is getting to concerning the attack on this country on September
11th. I heard you speak of it a few times.
Right, okay. And I'm sure a lot of thinking people are getting the same place. The reason I don't have Alex Jones on, or anyone who can very articulately and probably very correctly lay out the timeline, is very simply this. This program is not designed for that.
Okay.
This program, very seldom, if ever, hear guests on this program. As much as I enjoy them, I love listening to Sam and Janine because of their guests. I love listening to Randy because of her guests.
I understand.
But this program is just designed differently. And I know a lot of people wish I would do that. But here's my take, Jack. There are all sorts of sites. Now, you say nobody is talking about Alex Jones. Not true. A lot of people are talking about Alex Jones.
It's not just Alex Jones. There are many.
I know. There's all kinds of people. Occasionally I've had Mike Rupert on this program. There's a handful of people I've had on this program, but that's just not how this program is designed.
I understand how you feel, Mike, and it's your show and it's your prerogative, but I'm only making the suggestion in answer to the question.
Right, I got you. And
there's no other way. There's
I know,
no other way, Mike.
I know.
Keep
and
it,
in making,
mind, brother.
I understand. And in making the suggestion, a lot of people are hearing what you're saying right now, and they'll check out this stuff. And we talk about it all the time. It's just that I'm very uncomfortable putting guests on. That's just the way it works.
I hate to. It's not a dead horse, and I'm not kicking anything here, but I can't emphasize it too much. I thought it all out. I've followed these people for most of my life, and
I understand where
it's going. So this is the only thing that works.
I got you.
It's extremely good ammo. It just has to be used.
God bless you, man.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Jack. I appreciate you checking in. I completely understand, completely agree with what you say, but thanks for understanding that it's just not what we do in this program. Not now. Not right now. Vance is calling from New Jersey. Vance, welcome to the program.
Mr. Malloy, good morning.
Hey, just call me Mike. How you doing, Vance?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call. I've been
waiting
for a while. You know, I'm a truck driver. You had me pull off the road about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Literally. I was on my way up to Mid-Hudson, New York. Forgive me. I'm going to jump around here a little bit. But before I begin, I want to preface my tirade by saying, one, I don't intend on committing suicide.
Right.
Two, I don't like a young girl, so I don't intend on getting caught up in some pedophile scam like the guy who was a nuclear inspector in Iraq.
Right, right.
Three, I don't do drugs.
Okay, good, okay. Good. Okay, all right.
So if you hear Vance Green in the newspaper for any one of those three,
no, don't believe
what I'm about to say to you.
All right, let her rip, Vance.
Okay, now first, the caller before me kind of stole a little bit of my thunder. I know you said this is not what your show is about, but I really don't think you're going to enjoy being in a stress position for hours because, as you know, they're watching you. They're watching your phone, your email, every single thing.
Oh, sure.
You do, as am I. I mean, I don't know much about computers, but I know what it takes to knock one out in every sense. Like I said, I'm a new listener to your show, and as soon as I started going into Alex Jones' website, my computer mysteriously
that'll happen.
Malfunctioning. It's a brand new computer. Yeah, well, maybe I'm an alarmist. Anyway, I have in front of me here Elkhorn Manifestos. I'm pretty sure you already got your hands on it, but if some of your listeners haven't, it's about U.S. corporations and the Nazis. I'm sure some of these people happen to make up this shadow government that I'm surprised made the news a few weeks ago. The only bone I have to pick with you, matter of fact, it was more than a few weeks ago. It was when you admitted on the radio that everybody has a little bit of racist in them. I was surprised to hear anybody admit that besides Strom Thurmond when he was in the bedroom with the, the lady that he'd, I'm sure, call a monkey and all these other kind of things during the day when the sun is up. But my only bone to pick with you is we have a problem with the government, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have already done it. As soon as I found out about the Federal Reserve, I closed my bank account. Actually, I found out about the bank that I was doing business with my money, used to own slaves. So then on top of that, when I found out, investigated some more about the Federal Reserve, I closed my account. Got rid of the credit card, and they're still sending me bills and threatening me to take me to collections, like Wachovia.
Vance, stop. I've had you on for 3 minutes now. I've got to consider the larger audience. You're kind of rambling here. Get to the point. I can give you another 30 seconds. Get to the point real quick.
My point is, one way is to start taking money from these people.
And
your listeners, close up your bank accounts. Find some artists, get some people who know how to draw. I wanted to send you some of these flyers I have made up. I've been going out doing counter recruiting since I started listening to your show.
Uh-huh.
Bought the DVDs about Fahrenheit in plain sight. I bought out of my own pocket. I bought a DVD recorder. Hit the streets.
Right.
I mean, not you. Obviously, you're busy. I'm a truck driver, so I have time to do it. I'm passing out DVDs. I mean, sitting at home listening to the radio, listening.
All right. Here's what I. All right, Vance. Stop a second. Here's what I hear you saying. You are doing your part to get the word out, and that's great, man. People listening to you right now are probably getting some ideas about how to respond to this this fascism that's taken over the country. And I really appreciate it. I appreciate what you have to say. I appreciate the action you're taking. I respect you. And I've got to move on. Thanks, Vance. I appreciate you checking in, man. I really do. I respect you, Vance. Todd is calling from Indiana. Todd, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hey.
Well, I called Doc Hastings' office today and told him he should recuse himself in this ethics probe with Tom DeLay because he took money from Tom DeLay. And I think that helps put me on a list for Negroponte to watch. And I add to that because in the year 2001, in August, I was having a kind of dispute with my insurance company. They just kept hanging up on me while I was trying to ask someone to help me.
Uh-huh.
And finally, I got a supervisor, and they talked to me for a little while and settled my problem with me. And I said, after it was over, wow, you know, I work in customer service. I can't believe that you all hung up.
Okay, Todd, stop just a second. You're doing the same thing that my man was doing in New Jersey. Now, what's your point?
I'll make my point.
Okay, get to it, because we run out of time here.
And I said, man, I can't believe that, no, you know, if you keep treating people this way, that you wouldn't actually get anthrax in the mail. And I got arrested in November of 2001 instead of August. It wasn't a crime in August. It was a crime in November. And I spent a year on probation. And so I think I'm going to be like one of Negroponte's subjects when he gets into his...
All right. I hear what you're saying. Todd, that's an outrage. In Bush's America, we all have to be careful what we say. Now, having said that... I'm kind of laughing at myself because I get on here every night and call him a giggling murderer. But I don't suggest anthrax. You've got to be careful what you say, Todd.
Oh, believe me, I know that now. In fact, if I ever have a problem like that again, I'm going to hire a lawyer and save a lot of money.
I would think so. Todd, I got to leave it there. Thanks for checking in, pal. I do appreciate you calling. Can you believe that? Now, I know what Todd means. The best way to get your insurance company to handle things after you go through all those, hold on, our next available representative will handle your call, is learn how to speak Urdu. If you know how to speak Urdu or Hindi, you'll get right through.
Oh, it's national security of the public scrutiny. Policy of legal coup d'etat. Oh, we have a shadow government.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm a woman. I like things like movies with dialogue and sweater sets. I like hot cocoa on a rainy day. I like the word cocoa. But most of all, I like my big fat hog. Which is why I have Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Geico covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. Geico. That's nice.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero,
vroom, vroom, vroom.
I'll make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero, value, variety, vroom.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019.
With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. But I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had two viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call StopSign and get protected. Protect your PC with StopSign, the one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call StopSign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
My dream is that there be a Palestinian state living side by side in peace with Iraq.
Ten before the hour. Thanks again to our crew, Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and David Fizikas in New York City. Chris in Minnesota, Ben at thewhiterosesociety.org, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, Jim in Arkansas, and Catherine Bay, who is our executive producer. Let's see, Mary. Mary's calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Mary, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Mary.
Last week I told you the similarities of what I see. Now, compare the transportation of this country in 2005 and what took place at the height of the Third Reich.
Mm-hmm.
The gasoline was out of sight over there. There was no end in sight to the price. The airlines are no longer functioning here, and many of them are facing bankruptcy for that very reason.
Mm-hmm.
And now no Amtrak or no Sunset Limited, and we're going to need rails. We're 50 years behind the times when it comes to rail traffic in this country. And the bonded indebtedness that they have built up, they can't afford to do anything. And when the time comes, we will need rail for national defense. What do you think of that? Look at the comparison with what is going on.
Yeah. Well, I have no doubt, Mary. And I remember our last phone call, your experience fleeing Austria.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind of the comparisons, and they're not all blatant, upfront, easy to identify comparisons. Some of them are more subtle, as you're pointing out. But the comparisons are there. I don't know how Americans are going to react. I know the religious fanatics in this country don't care. The rest of us, I don't know. I don't know what to do yet
well,
at this point.
There's no money to build super highways like the Autobahn because we're broke. We are a debtor nation, thanks be to this person of this financially astute president that we have that has absolutely no knowledge. I mean, even you can't spend more than what you take in, but just compare, and I don't want to hog the time, but I just thought I'd drop you this bit of information. Have a good one.
Well, I appreciate it, Mary. Thank you so much. Thanks for checking in. Bill is calling from Washington State. Bill, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Hello.
Hey, Bill.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I wanted to get right to the point and ask you a question. How long do we hang on? I'm an atheist. I've got two kids who are comfortable here in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
But what you said yesterday, I was so mad at I was watching Chris Matthews in his little cheerleading skirt last night.
Oh, wasn't that an obscenity?
Oh, God. I was so mad I couldn't sleep. But
all right, so how long to hang on? You know, here's my gut belief on that, Bill. Each person is going to have to make their own decision. I get emails from people who are saying, you know, they're checking out buying a house in Ireland or renting a place in Warsaw or you know, the ones that have a little bit more money are talking about Tuscany. I've also got friends who are talking about Costa Rica. So, I don't know. What do you do? Do you stay and fight? And how do you fight? Is this to become a shooting war to save the Republic? Thomas Jefferson had no problem with that. But, you know, the last time or every time this happens in westernized societies, very seldom do you see people take up the gun unless they become partisans, like the French resistance, like the Yugoslavian resistance, the resistance movements, or as they now call them, insurgents, who say no. You know, we're not going to put up with this. You know, I don't know. I have no idea. I think everybody has to make that decision on their own as to whether or not to stay or leave. But I think there will be a tipping point where most of us will know what we have to do.
Well, my worst nightmare is the militia coming to my house like they're doing in Iraq and taking my kids away and putting them in either in Gitmo or in the Army.
Well, that would never happen because you wouldn't let it happen, Bill. You would not let that happen any more than I would let that happen to my children. So you and I don't have to worry about that because we will not let that happen.
Well, you know, it makes me feel real good that you're one of the few brave people that can say, you know, you're an atheist and that, you know, despite what Janice Rogers Brown says, that she says that atheists worship the god of, I forget what it was, but that they become willful. I mean, I can't imagine me going to court in front of her and what she would do to me.
Oh, it's some of the people who have been elevated to positions of power, either in the judiciary or the executive branch, like this mass killer, Negroponte, this death squad organizer, or the woman you just mentioned. It's an outrage. I don't know how we're ever going to undo the damage that this filthy regime has done to this country in 6 short years. I don't know how we're going to undo it, but undo it we must, or the grand experiment is over. It's just totally over.
It's a roller coaster. One day I feel good, and the next day I feel we've got to get out of here and get to Canada. So
I hear you. I hear you.
Bill,
we're out of time. Thank you, sir. I share your thoughts, too. Take care, please. Well, you know, just take care. Well, thanks for participating tonight, however you did that. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate it. Tell your friends about the program. Not that you're going to learn anything here, but tell your friends anyway, okay? I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Lockwood, the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes in newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get